Blog Talk Radio.
What's your definition of it? How's it make you feel? Tell me what you say that truly makes it real. Kings and queens, philosophers have tried so hard to find. Tell me what it means to you, dear, never mind. Love is kind when the world is cold. Love stays strong when the fight gets old. Love's a shoulder to lean on, love is you. Love's like the water when the well runs dry. Quench my thirst, keep me alive. Just need one sip, baby. Love is you. 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 Is it possible there is a kiss that's so divine? Or am I just a fool? Is it all in my mind? Is there something chemical a scientist might say? Well, love must be a drug to make me feel this way. Cause love's my permission to be who I am. No inhibitions cause you understand. Freedom to breathe, oh baby, love is you. Love's like a kiss when the sun goes down. Holds me tight when no one's around. Love's what I wanna hold on to. Love is you. 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 When the chips are down, love will stick around. Oh, I'm so glad I found love is you. Much of us try to clarify. Love's quite simple, he's just my guy. A perfect definition, love is you. Love is you. Love is you. Love is you, love is you.
A message to women. You deserve better than to be called pretty. You deserve better than to get upset and go online to act petty. You deserve better than to be on hold. You deserve better than to hold on to someone who's already let go. You deserve better than to be held in convenience. You deserve better than to keep your relationship low-key because someone might see it and someone might ask questions and someone might wonder why someone like you would rather hang around a boy who won't commit when someone like them is ready to love you, is ready to learn you, ready to show you who you are, paint you a picture of you through his eyes and convince you that you are indeed art, show you the way he's mesmerized, the way your broken heart still beats, the way it flutters when whole eyes and yours meet, the way it silences to express its beat, show you how much he realizes you need healing from this hurting. Something about what you've been through. I know some days feel like heavy weights and hearts with protection that you failed to break through, and I know what it's like to put heartbreak on hold for the love of your life, forget relationships, take two. I know he forgot to say I love you too. I know he forgot to stay faithful. I know you forgot about the time you promised yourself you'd do better, but every time you try to leave, something keeps pulling you back, telling you this is the best you'll ever have in life. So you stay the night. Every night he misses you after remembering your head and how good it works and how good it feels to know no matter how bad it gets, you always come back. I know you. And he does too. We know the way your stomach drops at the thought of him loving someone better, so he knows you won't search for better, and I know you deserve better. I know you deserve better than to have your spirit bruised. I know you deserve someone who empowers you. I know just how beautiful you could be if only you could see your own self-value. And I know you. You're a collection of paradoxes. You're a compilation of food for thought. You're a woman. Before all things, you're more a lover than a fighter after all, it seems. You're special. Listen to me. You are special. And I know you deserve way better than to settle.
Of this world, we Atlanteans, they want to call us Indians, and these energetic beings want to say that we were running around with bows and arrows, half naked, all right? That's the depiction they want us to give, you know, that we were nearly savages. I want you to watch this, all right?
Find truth, all you can do is find false, drop it, get rid of it, and eventually when you can't get rid of any more false, what you're left with is the truth. How much false can you find? And there's lots in history. I was looking around the internet and came across the images of the 1893 Chicago World Exposition, and it blew my mind because it looked like ancient Rome in the middle of downtown Chicago. And as I looked at it further, well, here's another one in Philadelphia, here's another one in St. Louis, in Buffalo, San Francisco, and then as soon as they were done, they tore them all down and threw them in the garbage. That just told me there's something wrong with all of these. The story of the expositions is a gigantic lie. And I think it's so huge of a lie because I think they're right at a bridge point when so many things about the 1800s that seem strange and weird, right as this sort of period ends of unbelievable strangeness, and all of a sudden these fairs spring up all over the world with impossible buildings, buildings we're talking about, which are structures. Chicago built 700 acres of fair in supposedly less than 2 years. St. Louis built 1,200 acres of exposition buildings. One of the buildings in Chicago, the manufacturer's building, would house 300,000 people. There's a giant statue in the middle of the lagoon. It was called the Golden Lady, and it was known as the Statue of the Republic, 5 feet tall. They say it was covered in gold leaf and had copper underneath, but others speculate it was actually made out of solid gold. So you're talking 65-foot high, potentially solid gold statue. We're talking giant structures and looking like ancient Rome with towers and domes and columns and the most fine, ornate pieces to them. It is record, unbelievable times, and as soon as they're done, chuck them in the garbage. But Jackson Park is a swamp. So supposedly they had to drive down tens of thousands of wooden stakes in order to support the weight of everything. They dug out massive lagoons, lakes. They had a canal system that ran through the entire exposition. They also had an above-ground electric train. An electric train. Where's the electricity coming from? It's running around the park. They had a moving walkway down by the shore. Not a lot of people are asking, where does this technology come from? Just to frame it, if I'm not mistaken, the Chicago Fair was the first time people had seen electric light. Tesla's the one who got the electricity contract for the Chicago Exposition, and it was certainly more than all of the lights anyway that were in New York City at the time were at the Chicago Exposition. That must have been mind-blowing for most of those people who had only seen gaslight or candlelight at night to see that city lit up in such a way. Again, Cowboys, 1901, we are told, whether it's true or not, the idea of being able to electrically do anything hasn't been around that long. And this fair is bizarre. This is supposed to be Tesla's fair, where he managed to somehow move electricity from Niagara Falls to Buffalo for the fair. No one's really explained how he actually did that. And at the middle of the fair is a 395-foot-high electrical tower, on top of which, of course, is a female golden statue called the Goddess of Light. And this thing was lit up by, some suggest, 500,000 electric light bulbs. Again, when you look at the photos of this thing, it's just, where did he really get the power from?
Think of what it would take today if you had a place with no electricity and no way to pipe it in. The generators that would have to be built.
For example, there's a building that went up to the Barcelona Exposition in 1888. It was claimed to be the fastest built building in the world. 5,000 square meters, capacity for 2,000 guests, 600 rooms, 30 apartments, and it was supposed to be built in 53 days. This is supposed to be a time of horse and buggy. The two-year building times are actually impossible unless the two most likely theories would be either A, they had a technology that they're not supposed to have, and it really was built in that time frame. Even if they built them, they had to build them out of marble and stone in record time. Or the buildings were already there. They'd been there for hundreds or thousands of years, fixed up, refurbished, repainted, hence the term whitewashed, which is the term that was used in the Chicago Exposition, which was paint all the buildings with this brand new spray paint that they had just developed to spray paint all the buildings in record time. So you couldn't tell if anything was old or anything was new.
How long did these things tend to stay open when they built these things, supposedly over 2 years, which is the narrative? How long were they there for?
Six months
for the public to come.
And then what was amazing, for example, in St. Louis, 2 days after the fair ended, they brought in a demolition team from Chicago with explosives and blew the thing up. They actually used dynamite to blow it up, and they say, through it landfills. The things of the World Fair shows there was a time in our past, and even not that far in our past, where humans seemed to be at a completely higher level. Human living and human knowledge were constructed.
Rise up.
Royalty. Oh, you probably can't hear me. I guess this is a good time to come in and speak royalty to you guys. As you guys know, I come in randomly, and I do shows as I, you know, feel fit, you know, and there's a lot going on, you know what I mean? And behind the scenes, I mean, there's a lot of shit going on behind the scenes, you guys. So I think there's a lot of things that's going on behind the scenes that we are not discussing. We're not talking about it. You know, we're still busy trying to be black. We're still busy trying to revamp slavery. We're so busy being distracted. You know what I mean? But Neuralink is a thing. The real live, how they are taking over people's bodies. The movie Get Out. You know what I'm saying? That is actually happening on a lower level now. Now, don't quote me because I can't prove anything, but some things I just know. Definitely something going on. I think Invasion of the Body Snatchers, y'all remember that? Go back and see that. But I think that that's what's trying to occur. But I know the insight to have no fear. You know, the injustices of the world to the good hearts are being played on another level, a level that many think that, see, how the game is played is people play, but you don't know that they're playing. You know what I'm saying? That's the best kept secret, is when you keep it a secret that you're even playing the game. See, this is how people get one up on you, chosen ones, or at least try to get one up on you, you know. But, hey, the simulator that we live in, you know, it is fair game. So, yeah. Where was I trying to go with that? I'm going to finish. I'm going to allow this clip to finish. Because Brother Wisdom, if you go, if you want to follow him, guys, it's Remedy, H-R-E-M-D-Y-H, and Remedy H on YouTube. So please be sure to follow him, Remedy H on YouTube. Where is my show commercial? A-B-C-D-E. I always scroll past. I got so many damn songs. I need to delete some of these songs in my library
studio.
To the animals, you guys. Pay attention to the animals. You know what? Helpful tips. This is going to be just like a helpful tip show.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
SassyGirlImages.com. Please be sure to check out Sylvia. Let me see if I still have her commercial. Yeah, guys, this is going to be, you know, kind of a random show. I like to do shit randomly at times, but let me see if Sylvia.
Do you need a logo or promotional video for your business but don't want to break the bank? Well, let Sassy Girl Images handle all of your media needs. Sassy Girl Images creates custom logos, flyers, promotional videos, and websites with affordable pricing you can't beat. Contact us today on Instagram or Facebook or email us at sassygirlimages@gmail.com for your free quote and consultation. Sassy Girl Images, quality design, affordable pricing, sassy flair.
All right. All right, so let's get back to Brother Wisdom and what he was saying. And this podcast, guys, is called Soul Contracts and the Ori. The Ori is going to be two important things. Soul Contracts is going to be also another important thing. And us understanding what it is very key. So, all right.
Into the buildings using cymatics, using sacred geometry. These fairs, they're so important to study because the history that we know right now as history was invented at the time these fairs were going on. One of their underlying nefarious purposes was to teach a historical narrative to the population that they were supposed to believe and agree with. And fairly, the world we're walking into today is in some way has its origins during the time of
brothers and sisters, this video we saw, just like these inorganic beings said, these structures have been sitting there for thousands of years. The pictures that you see of us in some field society, this did not depict who we are. They kept saying, where's the electricity come from? And now I question Tesla. Did Tesla even exist? I question that now. As you can watch in this video, we had massive amounts of technology as you could see, there was conveyor belts that these beings were standing on. And you have to remember that they cause us to fall from power. They cause us to fall into a deep sleep when they destroy our tree of life. Those buildings have been there for centuries. And they produced a lot of energy, a shitload of energy. This is who we are, brothers and sisters. Now, they say that this area looked like Rome. And you see the evidence where they blew up buildings and destroyed buildings.
Believe nothing. I always say all the history is a lie. Believe nothing.
This was
nothing.
They had above ground electric train conveyor belts. We created that stuff. It had been there for thousands of years.
And we created it yesterday.
It had been there for thousands of years. We created this. And within a matter of hours, they were all on the ground. Sorry about this. I have an active.
I love our history, but I'm kind of moving away from the history that was taught.
We had these structures. They said it was made of solid gold. We didn't hoard anything. Everything that we created was for our comfort so that we can enjoy it. They didn't say how long the electric train went, though. They didn't say how far it went. Now, you can remember, hold on here. If you can remember Black Wall Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma, which means that in Tulsa we were building things like this. See, this is where we come from. We come from nothing but technology, and they were trying to figure out how this technology was created. They were trying to figure out where did the electricity come from? If it wasn't connected to a source, we had already had vehicles that hovered over the ground. What did they do? They brought horses with them. They were horse and buggy. They were so primitive, but we were so advanced, but they caused us to fall into a deep sleep. And then they moved us. Because while we were asleep, right, they began killing us, and we vacated a lot of places because we could not exert the energy and power from our bodies anymore the way we used to. So therefore, they had possession of our properties, and everything that we had went down in dust, brothers and sisters. This is what these white folk did. This is shortly after the invasion. This is about 200 years later, which means that all along, these buildings have been standing. Like we said, they have been there for thousands of years. This is something that we talked about. Thousands of years.
It was known as the Statue of the Republic. It was 65 feet tall. They say it was covered in gold leaf and had copper underneath, but others speculate it was actually made out of solid gold. So you're talking 60.
Statue of the Republic. Now, what do we call ourselves? You have the Seminole Republic. You have the, let me see, what's the other tribes? All the tribes were Republic. All the tribes were Republic. All right? All the tribes were Republics. All right? We had a Republic. We had civilization. they literally demolished everything. This is only a little bit. They talked about New York. They talked about Philadelphia. Well, all of our buildings, well, all these structures, will be in structures all over this land, from the tips out of Canada all the way down to the Panama Canal. And then you have all that area, Russia, Ukraine, Yugoslavia, Austria, China, all that area. That was Tartaria, and that was also powerful structures. Italy, all the area, powerful structures. And then it took them to create this German war. They had to create a war so that they can destroy all of our ancient buildings that have been standing forever. We talked about that. But this is just pure evidence. Understand where we come from. We come from intelligence. We come directly from intelligence. We don't come from a savage like me running around with bows and arrows dressed in the finest threads. We were educated, intelligent. We spoke over 200 different languages. English being one of them. Don't think we were dumb to English. We spoke over 200 different languages. But don't let them tell the story, because they're going to say something else.
Size foot high, potentially solid gold statues, talking giant structures and looking like ancient Rome, with towers and domes and columns and the most fine, ornate pieces to them. In these record, unbelievable times, as soon as they're done, chuck them in.
These ceremonies, they have the most fine, ornate pieces. The domes, these are the things that we created. Everywhere, we created this. Everywhere. All over this room.
But Jackson Park is a swamp. So supposedly they had to drive down tens of thousands of wooden stakes in order to support the weight of everything. They dug out massive lagoons, lakes. They had a canal system that ran through the entire exposition. They also had an above-ground electric train. An electric train. Where's the electricity coming from? It's running around the park. They had a move.
Electricity. You see, we knew how to create electricity. We've forgotten this. We knew how to create electricity without using nuclear power plants and transformers. We knew how to tap into the ground. We knew crystal electricity, crystal energy. We knew different solar energy. We knew lunar energy. We knew mineral energy. We knew how to draw electricity from places on the planet. These inorganic beings still don't understand to this day. But they destroyed everything. They let their people see and enjoy it for 6 months. And then they destroyed it. Oh my goodness, the goals of them, the goals. And then this is the thing about it. They don't want us to remember this. They took this away from us. And now the truth is coming out. They don't want us to remember any of this. These are all these so-called white people. You understand? There's a blood debt that must be paid. There is a blood debt that must be paid.
Do you walk away down by the shore? Not a lot of people are asking, where does this technology come from? Just to frame it, well, now
look at this. These are conveyor belts that we created. They didn't create this. This has already been in existence. This is a walkway that we created. Now, the only other place you see this, the only other video photo here. The only other place you see something like that is the Jetsons. and they're standing on conveyor belts or movable walkways. So these so-called white folk, these beings took over all of our stuff and enjoyed. But it was the energy that these structures were pushing out that their bodies could not contain. Their bodies could not contain the energy, and they had to destroy it. They had to destroy it. They left no evidence. The only evidence we have is this right here. This video is the only evidence we have. And this is the technology that we created. We had above ground trains, electric trains. Everything we had was electricity. We didn't have anything that ran on gas. Now they don't want to talk about the, because I remember the, seeing the videos of the buckets that they were in, the hovercraft that they had took from us. And they were riding around in the air, enjoying the things that we created. All right? So, understand, brothers and sisters, we have a long history of technology and intelligence, and these inorganic beings took it upon themselves to destroy our source of energy, to make us forget who we are. We lost our memories. They put us in fear. They drove us out of our lands because we no longer had the power to defend ourselves. And then this is what happened here. You can't fault the ancestors. They did whatever they could do to survive. Now, today is a totally different day and age. It's not about survival. It's about dominance.
Mm.
Statham, the Chicago Fair was the first time people had seen electric light. Tesla's the one who got the electricity contract for the top.
Now, you heard that? They said Chicago Fair was the first time that these so-called white people had seen electric light. Remember?
Now, this may be the wrong intro clip. I'm sorry, you guys. This may be the wrong. Actually, it well, it's not the wrong intro clip, but I don't want to go into history. So let's go ahead and just hop into, see if I can find, because I want to do an intro. I don't want to start the show all over again. I'm not going to do that. Hold on. I'm going to find something for you guys. But the Ori is definitely important, guys. The Ori and your soul contracts, you guys. I don't know if you ever thought about it, but, you know, we have divine higher purposes and why we're here. Now, mind you, a lot of us are on our own agendas. You know what I mean? But definitely more to it than that. So I'm going to play this song, and then we're going to come back and start the podcast. All right, all right. The podcast is enough of an intro show clip because I don't think we've talked about this before. Well, we have, but not in this manner.
Beautiful, sexy, easy, 1, 2, 3.
And welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause.
That boy is good. That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
Thank you.
The royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Yeah.
Let it shine. Let it shine.
Which one of y'all
is? Let it shine.
I like to give a big round of applause to my band. Sexual chocolate.
Nigga be hurt for life, hoe be hurt for life. Nigga be hurt, she don't die for real. She just hate niggas for life. Hurt people. Can't you see? Water program from the project. It's the project to stop your progress. Keep you obsessed with fancy objects. To crack your third eye, it's the process. It's the hot mess. It's out here for a melanated nigga. I stay meditating, nigga.
Big round falls to my band. Sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sex, my band. Sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sex.
Yeah, damn, homie, I invoke the dead, homies on the other side, to bring this shit back alive, back alive, alive. No one really died. You sound hurt, all you do is complain. You the face of the niggas ain't shit campaign. Seven circuits in your brain, you addicted to pain. Addicted to the chemicals that get released in your veins. Just let your soul go. My ladies, make it clap.
Why you clap and move?
Make it clap, 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 clap.
Bobby Hemmett is a elder that I do not disrespect. I don't care what it is. I speak no ill ever over that one. All right. So thank you, Turner, for sending me. Turner's back, you guys. He had a weekend of vending, I think, in New York. So he'll be back with us for a second. The clips are not long, you guys. The clips are not long, but it's just different aspects of the ORI. But what you sent, I have two, which is going to be compiled in an hour's time. So let's hear about Soul Contracts first, and then we'll have Chief speak about the ORI. And I'll check and see these videos you submitted. But these are good, you guys. Soul Contracts, why are you here? Pardon the ass, y'all. Okay.
While we're waiting, I'd like you all to think a little bit about anything that's happened in this life or in your life that feels like what I like to call the matrix. Feels like, I think this happened already. Anyone who's interested in me doing a deja vu video, because I already did it. I want to release it. Comment below or comment in our comments, right? Anyone who'd like to see me do a deja vu video. But while we're sitting waiting for a minute for other people to come in, I would love for you all to think about scenarios in your life where it was just so, there was some synchronization or something that happened that made you go, I just feel like this happened already. So we're going to investigate that a little bit during our lives today. I feel like having a party. Is this a good time now?
Yeah, they said they can hear me a little bit closer than you, so I'm good.
Oh, okay. So can everyone, do you mind turning this for me before you go, or are you turning it around? There you go. Perfect, thank you. All right. Well, I welcome everyone. Thank you again for your support, showing up, sharing. It's been a while since I've done live. Would like to do them a little bit more often in the store. The store changes all the time, so I'm always looking for the right spot. But where people do lives on the street, this is fun. Start it up again. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in. Come on in, family. Hug and kiss to all of you. So I'm Alemi, the owner of Yayo Botanica, www.yeyo. And we're a spiritual and wellness supplier, which is why I do videos about all things spiritual. Anything from products to spiritual concepts to tutorials, as many of you already have experienced on our channel. And today I want to welcome you all again. Thank you for your support and showing up, definitely sharing us with others. I love the binge watching of the channel. Love it. Because we all have a channel that we're like, oh my God, I love the content. So thank you for that, and definitely keep it coming with your suggestions, ideas. I try to make videos based on some of the suggestions that you have, and I really appreciate that. So today I thought we could talk a little bit more about how we move through the world, how we move through the world in a way that's really thoughtful and intentional, right? So if anyone has seen my past life regression live, I encourage you to watch that. I had my goddaughter on, someone who had never regressed before. She talked a little bit about her experience. I've done group regressions on my website. There will be a link for private sessions and group sessions, but the groups, you have to kind of work your group together, and we can talk about that separately. But that still speaks to this idea of the journey that the soul goes through. And because the soul goes through different iterations, we accumulate all...
I'm sorry, guys. I was trying to go to her website. Her website is yeyeo.com, yeyeo.com. So yeyeo.com is her y'all know what I'm trying to say. I'm sorry, I'm going to her website now. So I can put it in the show notes, guys. So I'm putting it in the show notes for you guys, okay?
All this information. And this is one of the reasons why you say, man, I kind of know that. I'm not really sure why I know that, but I know that. This speaks to that experience, but also that accumulation of information. So I love this subject. We could be here all night. talking about, there goes the telephone, talking about the soul agreements that we make before we incarnate, or I like to say come to Earth, and what that looks like in your life, what it looks like in my life, and how we can take advantage of the agreements that we make in coming to Earth, right? So as we know, the name of this life is your soul contract. And so the word contract sounds kind of heavy, but I would say soul agreement.
We write it in blood.
And so what is the soul? Well, the soul is an accumulation of divine information housed in a body and or set free from the physical. So this soul has intelligence, and when a person is born, that intelligence merges with the physical body, right? Which is why I love to say to parents, you can't put a personality in a child. They come out walking, talking, having their own personality, just like you, just like me, right? That's not something that someone can imbue or put into the physical body. Only the divine has the secret to that. If any of you guys have the secret, please call me. I really want to know. So our personality, our character, who we are, how we process in the world, how we make decisions, where we're born, who we are born with, who we are born to, if we're a twin, not a twin, that's a whole other conversation. But
look at this check for $160,000.
Money.
All of this has already been coded from a previous lifetime. So I was having a conversation with someone one day, and we were just kind of having this philosophical conversation about, well, when did your soul start? It's energy. So there are parts of the soul that breaks away and falls apart, falls away. And new information and new intelligence gets put to it for it to continue on in its journey. This is, again, why there are times where we see a small child and the parent goes, there's an old person in here. This person, like, this kid knows all kinds of information, talks in a certain way, walks in a certain way, and the parent goes, I don't know how that happened, right? So that has to do with that agreement of that particular soul housing that body. So I want you all to just keep that in mind, because that applies to all of us. I want to share with you a little tidbit. Different traditions have different ways of looking at the soul and the information that is accumulated within the soul. So just a quick thing, in the Yoruba faith, it is believed that there's a space, a room in Aru, which is the heaven, or this astral place, where human beings, and I want you to think about this, I just kind of want you all to be in this visualization with me, because this is maybe one of the most interesting concepts that I actually love to talk about from the Yoruba faith, but for people who are not in that, this is that's irrelevant. It's the story that I want you to hold on to. And so there's this room, and Eshu, the deity of choice, the road opener, the one who answers all our human questions, so to speak, he's standing at the door. Think about all these people lined up waiting to go into this room to pick their head. So the concept of picking your head is really picking your destiny. But for the metaphor, you go in to pick your head. So think about this room. You can't see the face of anyone, but there's a head there. So now people go in, and she lets them in one at a time. They go in. And they walk around this room with millions of heads. And they have to pick one in order to come to Earth. So they go in, they pick the heads, and now they come out, and now it's time to descend. So I always look at it almost like jumping off of a cliff or just kind of stepping out of this portal and descending. So they come to Earth now with their heads.
Slipping into darkness.
Head, which is the house of their destiny. So in the Yoruba faith, it says, you came to the earth with good iwa, good character, a good destiny, a good ori. And if you have not seen my ori live, please watch that. It talks about that is your GPS that you were born with to help to navigate your life in this incarnation. So think about this concept of coming to Earth with this destiny. That's something that everyone, again, this consciousness of the soul comes into. So now we've got this concept of the soul, energy, how it's housed, and how we embody that, right? And in different traditions, they have different stories. It doesn't really make a difference what tradition it is. The idea of this consciousness coming into this body, into this life, doesn't change. So I want to just pause here for a minute because I could be talking for a long time. Love this subject. Does anyone have like a good question that I could maybe just kind of answer in between right now? Or are they just like, what's he talking about? I need to hear. I can't answer any questions. Okay, so we're going to talk about that at the end. Just remind me, please. Okay, so there are many times people say, how do I get out of this? I have so many stories, telling stories all day about people and their destiny and things that happen.
When the road calls.
I'm sorry, guys. Y'all know the fucking... fucking ads. I'm sorry, y'all. Just need to go to another ad when you don't move quick enough. We do not allow that to be destruction. Here we go.
To share with you a little bit
commerce
ass. So, can we know what's in the contract?
Don't nobody want to live in the reality anymore.
And so, in coming to Earth, the agreement is: this is the family that I'm going to be in. This is the place that I'm going to be born in. This is the place that I'm going to be. This is the career that I'm going to choose. Dot, 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 dot. And for the people who say, you know, I mean, I actually chose, like, the best family. Thumbs up. Right? There are people who did not choose the best family. Or they say, I'm not.
But it's a reason.
Like,
it's a reason, though.
Go over there.
You know, not that we're better
so
than.
Different. Or you have siblings where that one person just kind of stands out. I would say to you, don't get caught up with that. That's a waste of energy. Get caught up in, how can I use this opportunity to do what it is I want to do? For those of you who are on my Instagram, and anyone out there who's really good with Instagram, definitely contact me. But I always, one of my tags is, do you. Because some things are already, and people who know me personally know I always use this line of the program. We're all in a program, right? Whether it be the program of our learning, of our family, of our upbringing, of our environment, or whatever. Or a program that we came with, merging with that, right? All of this is a part of the agreement. There are people who will choose not to have children. Some of that, they believe, is just from what they saw when they were growing up, and they were like, X, 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 no children, right? But there are times, and I've seen this in doing regressions, where people have had some trauma in a previous life, or they have already had all the children that they needed to have for a particular existence. And so in this one, they're just all about being free. The agreement in this particular lifetime is to be free, to be maybe successful in a certain way, to not have a lot of baggage, if you will. Karmatic baggage is also something that the soul has an agreement with, that when the person incarnates, you and I, that we come to this life to cure some of the things that are karmatic. We come to cure something with our family. We come to heal something for our lineage. And this is something that I want to just kind of spend a minute talking about, is that there are times where we incarnate to heal something for our family. And so I know that there are people on the channel who may be interested in African spirituality, and people who are just kind of finding out, and people who are not interested at all. One of the things in the channel as a sidebar that I like to be able to have is that it doesn't matter where you come from. It's kind of like the Botanica. When I started the Botanica, I said, I don't care where people come from. I love people, and everyone that comes here, I want them to find something that they can kind of take away for themselves and go, that was a great experience. Similarly so with the channel and today, that I want everyone on this live and everyone watching this video once it's replayed to be able to walk away with, that was an interesting concept. Didn't think of that, or didn't really know that. I'm happy that I actually got some of that information. Anyone would like me to share a story about someone who picked the wrong head, and it is played out in this lifetime, and they know that somehow they think that they picked the wrong destiny. I want you to comment, because I'm not going to get into the story if nobody wants to hear it.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so you guys want to hear this one. So this one was really fascinating. I mean, it's one of my, I call it one of my textbook stories, one of my textbook experiences with people.
Check this out. I'm going to show you how I afford it.
Wow. You know, guys, I noticed. We just had an ad. I noticed when it's very important stuff and profound stuff, more ads. Now, we have played 3-hour clips. We have played 2-hour clips, and never these back-to-back ads like that, you guys. So that lets you know alone that this is profound information. So please do not be distracted.
Spend $18
and doing past life work, and definitely doing past life investigations, because sometimes even in my longer readings, some past life information can come up. So I had this lady who, she's having a lot of problems in her life. And her biggest complaint was, I went to all these different places, Eleni, and I tried this, and I'm clear that I ended up with the wrong mother.
Oh.
I ended up with the wrong lady. She says, I don't know how, but this is just crazy. She
I don't
says,
feel that that's true, you guys, because
she,
we may not understand it.
She was taken care of by an aunt, but she still kept in touch with her mother when she was growing up.
She needed that DNA
code. As an
code.
Adult, she has a relationship, an amicable relationship.
In order to complete the mission.
Really,
so did you choose the wrong mother?
Or not really any kind of thing where she could call her on the phone.
Yeah. I'm living together in the background. I'm coming back around. Yeah. She needed that DNA code.
There's one day she'd be on this track, the next day she'd be on this track. She would keep meeting people that brought a lot of trauma to her life, a lot of problems to her life. And when she came to me, the message was so clear. They said, and it was mind-boggling to me, they said, you hesitated when you were coming to Earth.
Mm.
I was like, what? That's deep. What do you mean by that?
Girl.
And so the story that was given in the session.
Yeah, my cat loves this show.
When she went in.
Honey, I can't
pick
her. Girl,
she
no.
went to pick her destiny.
No.
And so there's a whole story about the assignment of your character to your life and so on. I like to tell people, I'm not God. I only, what I have access to is what I'm here. when it was time to come to Earth, this is why I always say it's like a cliff, because it's time to come, and in her situation, she hesitated. So it's kind of like this, you know, when you're getting on the escalator and you're trying to, like, figure out which step to step on, and you're like, oh, I'm not really sure, and then finally you get on it, or if you're in the airport, you know, the moving floor, where it's time to get on it, and, you know, if you've got bags or this or that, you're hesitating. Everyone is hesitating with something, right? Even driving. You're like, oh, I'm not really sure. In this case, that's what happened to her when she was coming to Earth. And so the statement that was given in her session was she kind of fell into the wrong body. She fell into the woman who became her mother, but that lady was not who she actually chose because she hesitated. So I thought that was really fascinating, very, very interesting concept around incarnation, around conversations that the soul, you guys, have my hat in my car, and I just realized this hat is like, we don't care about that. We care about the information on the video today. So this idea of making agreements is really, really important because there are times we make an agreement and we keep seeing this repeated over and over and over. Why do I keep picking the same people to be with? And people usually complain about the negative aspect. They really don't speak about how the agreement is really working in their favor. And so I would say to you, really think about how is the agreement working in your favor, whether it's excelling at your career, you're excelling at sports, you're excelling in your life, you're living a wonderful life, you have a good family, you're living in the place of your dreams. Dot, that you've got the body that you want, whatever, right? Versus the focusing on the negative aspect of lack. I don't have this, I don't have this, I don't have this, I don't have this. Remember, you're alive. And there are people who, in their agreement, and I just want to speak a little bit about Abiku, which is the child that does not incarnate, which is like a person who carries a child and the child aborts, or they have twins and one of them don't make it, or something like that. That is still an agreement, and they say that that is an agreement that one of the children says, all right, you're eating up all the food, you seem to be stronger, you go ahead. I'm going to be here as your backup throughout your life, but you go ahead. That is an agreement. Right. So I just want to pause here for 1 minute.
HIMSS helps guys take care. Whether you're looking for support for your mental health, performance in the bedroom, or hair loss, HIMSS can help. At 4HIMSS.com.
And see if there's anything within my little notes here that I did not cover yet. Okay. Any question in particular yet?
Well, here's a good one. Are you playing a role that you're playing for the lineage that's bigger than you?
Shaq, that's a beautiful question. So the question, I can't see who asked the question because it's hard to see that right now. But the question. Say it again.
Gabriella.
So the question was, and I'm just going to paraphrase there. Is your role in this life bigger than you, or does it serve your lineage? So you're here to heal something within your lineage, basically. Is that the? So absolutely. Everyone that comes forward, I believe, from your lineage, you're here to do something to help to take your lineage forward and or to heal something, which is, it's funny that you brought that with the question because that's the first part that I wanted to talk about in this part. Yes, absolutely. You know, there are things that you're here to do. You're here to carry the lineage forward, right? There's some people who only have boys and from genetics and from learning, we know that the males are the ones that carry the lineage forward, right? But there are times where you're here to actually take an elder into the next life. So as an example, in Africa, in the Yoruba, and in various groups, they believe that when one person passes, that there's an elder that kind of into that body with that person to incarnate, right? So absolutely, I do believe that we're all here to carry our lineage forward in some way, shape, or form, whether it be to heal a lineage problem, heal karma, to expand the lineage, to bring forth some resolution. Sometimes there are disputes in family, land disputes, money, family, children, so on and so forth. Sometimes it's to break a pattern that we come to life to help with. The thing keeps playing in my head. The thing that keeps playing in my head is the conversation around, can we amend or nullify parts of the agreement? And so I'm going to talk a little bit more about that if you guys are interested in hearing about that. Any other question before I move on to the next? That's a burning one.
You just said that about how it can break the contract.
So they want to know about that. Okay, so we're going to, let me talk a little bit about this and then we'll get to that part. All right, so as I said before, sometimes we're paying it forward, right? Our agreement is that we come to Earth to pay it forward. Example, there's a family where the grandfather, the father may have a similar career. And then the grandson comes about and takes that career to become an entrepreneur, takes that career and now is of service to the community, takes that career and takes it to the next level, right? That's a way to pay it forward. Sometimes we come to, as I said earlier, to heal karma, heal a problem. There are health problems also that we make agreements with that we have. So there are times where people have serious health issues that are passed down through lineage, whether it be breast cancer, diabetes is maybe one of the biggest ones that comes up in the United States. Blood-borne ancestral lineage issue. And so we know that this is an issue of the blood. There are people who, I've seen a lot of really interesting things happen around health and illness as a result of lineage. And so an agreement that someone can make is, I'll give you an example. So there's a person that I know. She's beautiful, 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 beautiful lady. Very petite, just very, very, just beautiful woman. And one day we were talking, and I know her daughter. Her daughter now is maybe 16, but at the time, I think her daughter was like maybe about 14 when we were chit-chatting. And she said to me, oh, yeah, you know, I have really bad diabetes and this and that. And I was like, what? Never thought that for this person. But again, you can't look at someone and think anything or can tell. And she said to me, my daughter, when she was 12 years old, got senile diabetes. Now, this child, very active, I mean, nothing odd, out of place. And I said to her, I said, it's really odd. At 12 years old, I said, you know, I've been around you guys. It's not like, you know, there's any way of, or have this, whatever, because we make stereotypical statements that are usually very, very wrong. And so she said, no, this is just something that came up. They have no idea where this came from. And now I'm really focused on her not having to have some really serious medical treatment. That's an agreement. that's an agreement that her daughter came with. So how do you break those things? Lifestyle. Knowing. Following your higher self. Because our higher self oftentimes tells us, ding, 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 something is off. So remember earlier I talked about,
have you been injured in a car accident in the past 2 years? Look at this check for $145,000. Did you know you could be owed compensation for your injuries? If you're looking to get money that you're owed for an injury, then listen up. I want you to imagine you and your family getting that money, because I know a way that you can. Now, before you think I'm crazy, I want to show you how you can get the money you are owed in the next 30 days.
I'm sorry, you
guys.
Have
you thought about hiring an attorney before, but you didn't because...
Oh, my God, how long
the
ad is playing?
That tool, I call it the deja vu. It is said that the moment that we come in the awareness of this pattern is the first thing that starts to nullify parts of the agreement. And so if a person came from a violent, I'm just using like very polarizing examples because then it'll be easier for people to kind of take it in. Person came from a very violent background. The moment that they come into this awareness or this thought that says, I don't like this. I don't want to have any more of this going on in my life. And they move away. They change their life. They change the way that they're thinking about life. They change the way that they deal with people. All of these different things, you're already nullifying parts of the agreement. Remember, and I want to say this part because we talked about the polarizing aspects of the agreement that we make before we come to Earth, but we also make the agreement to be successful. There are people who they become successful at 7 years old, 8 years old, 6 years old, 21, 30, 40. We make agreements for success. So I think that it's important to know that, right? People who win the lottery, and they're like, I never have to go to work ever again. If there's anyone on this live who's won the lottery, I want to know, because I want to know, like, what went through your mind when you went, I never have to do this again, whatever you were doing before. These are agreements. How much money do we have? Do we live on the street? Are we homeless? Are we successful? Do we live in a building? Do we live in a home? Do we have issues around finances? Do we not? Some of that is a part of the program that we have been taught in growing up. But the other aspect is in ways of being from previous lifetimes. This is why some people, you may have friends where you're like, why are you just always so extra? Always extra about every single little thing. Sometimes those people in previous lifetimes had a lot of stuff. They may have had wealth. They may have had different things about them that you see markers of it in this life. And I invite you to look at your own life to see if you see some of those markers. I want to pause here for a moment. We come to Earth with these unique qualities. Dancing, singing, being an artist. We hear about children who they win all these huge awards, right? Olympic gymnasts. I mean, the list goes on and on of all these different kinds of agreements. So I want to share with you that today I really wanted to talk about this in a more expansive way and not just a soul contract with a love interest. And so I just kind of think I brought that up. I just want to say very quickly, a soul contract is, they use the word contract, soul agreement, all soul tie, all of these are the same thing. These are just people that you met before. These are just other souls that you met before. And, the soul, once we transition out of this body, they say that they're villages of souls, of commonalities of people and energy. And they're kind of together. And when it's time to incarnate, they one of them kind of breaks out of that village and comes into that particular body. So these are people that you already met. And there are times where people think that that soul tie or that soul agreement of that one person is the only person for a lifetime. There could be 10 of them. So all of you, I'm really shaking this up. This is one of the reasons why I have not done a video on soul ties and soulmates. If you guys want me to do a video on soulmates, I will. But just be ready. I'm very opinionated. So definitely comment if you'd like to see a soul agreement or soul tie or soulmate video. So I want to pause here for a moment and take a few questions because we're going to be closing shortly. So I talked earlier about one, you need to come into the awareness that this thing that's happening in your life is a part of that agreement. So how do we identify that? Well, one of the ways that you identify, I'm in a soul agreement. Something's going on here that feels like I've agreed to this, is looking at a particular pattern in your life, people, place, or thing that just keeps repeating itself. The moment that you're in awareness, oh, okay, this is a pattern, I gotta figure this out. You're already in the knowledge, in the awareness. It's kind of like that statement that says, well, you know better, do better, right? So your actions now will automatically break that agreement. In the astral, it said, when we come into the awareness and we take action on the awareness, that part already starts to fall away. Did I answer that question? The whole class, you have to take my soul and spirit class. The soul, I just want to say very briefly, a spirit is slightly different than saying my spirit, which is your soul. A spirit is a outside expression or a person or an energy that was once in a physical body that is now released.
Well, the thought is bubbling in the
pot. That's great information.
We're gonna leave it at that.
We're almost done with that one.
Be here for a while. And I do cover that in a particular session. I noticed today in
this question is gonna mentorship.
We're gonna put that all together because we're gonna be closing soon. I just wanna find out if there are any more questions because I try to be pretty thorough today. Okay. So you guys have so many juicy questions that are not related to the topic today. So should I go into mentorship? Ooh. So I did a prayer call. I did a couple of prayer calls. Tomorrow between 10 and 12 Eastern Standard Time, you can go straight to www.yeyeo.com and register to be on my Zoom prayer call. It's for 2 hours. We're going to pray together. We're going to share together. If you have not seen the flyer, whatever, I'm telling you today. This prayer call is something that Spirit has called me to do. This is where you just come on and just pray. Like, it doesn't make a difference. There's no pomp and circumstance. If you want to read a passage, read a passage. If you want to say, God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my health. Thank you for being here. Thank you for another day. Come on and say it. We're going to listen to each other because we're going to get full from hearing other people pray, right? Because communal prayer, there's nothing like it. And in traditional spirituality, I'm sorry, I got to talk about this. In traditional spirituality, unless you're in a community, if you're just a spiritualist, living, loving life, and you feel isolated in any way, this is a great way to be together. The last call, we had people from Africa, all over the place. So I welcome you. I invite you to participate in my prayer call tomorrow morning to between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. And we're going to share together. You can be on video. You can be on audio, whatever it is that you want. Just don't be creepy. These girls know I'm always telling jokes. So please come share. Be with us. If you've never heard of my prayer call, you're going to enjoy yourself and definitely be in community. Get support. Sometimes we need to pray with other people to get support. This is a wonderful opportunity to get support. It's a wonderful thing that people got support with and bring on my prayer call. So I welcome you to participate. Thanks for that reminder. So for mentorship, you send an email. Are we using Botanica?
Yes.
Botanica, Botanica, at yeyo.com. You're going in the subject line, put mentorship. In the subject line, put mentorship. If you do not do that, please don't expect to get a response. In a reasonable amount of time, because people just send emails, they don't put anything in the subject, and things like that can get lost. Once you do that, then we will start, we will send out some information to you where I evaluate whether or not you're ready to work with me one-on-one or in a group setting or where you are on the road to work with me at all. And if not, then there are other infrastructure that I have set up, other people who work with me that can kind of coach you to where you want to be. I just want to say for people who are interested in mentorship, you have to be able to tell me what you want to be mentored with. So I don't expect you to tell me everything, but you need to be able to identify something. You can't just be, oh, I want to work with you while I'm doing what, right? It's like getting in a cab. You get in a cab and you get in a cab and the cab driver looks at you and you look at the cab driver and they're like, so where are we going?
Okay, so I think we are going to move on.
Help you and nurture you and help to mentor you by knowing what is in your heart.
Well, no, it's 10 more minutes, you guys. I'm not going to cut it like that.
You'd like to expand yourself with. And again, you don't need to know everything, but you need to be able to tell me at least one at a time. Is there anything else?
Oh,
we have
a couple of
great questions. We're back to questions now?
Now we got.
Are you guys kidding me? So do you like, oh my gosh, you better close. We gotta ask a question. Okay, let's hear the question. What a great question. From Lawrence. Okay. What is the best way? Well, I can only give a little bit of advice about that, that you stay in alignment with the contract. Remember I said that we come with...
Staying in the alignment of the contract.
You know, we as human beings get focused on the negative. We need to focus on the bigger picture, because the bigger picture.
Big mama.
Take us to the next level. By focusing...
I'm going to read Big Mama. And this is for everybody. This is a collective message.
To you. What?
I'm sorry, y'all.
Hey, babe.
Wow.
What is this? The aspects of your life that you feel are just fantastic, that you would want to build upon, that's how you stay in alignment. Following that, your intuition. Following that those deep-rooted feelings that you have, inu, in the Yoruba say they talk about ori inu, in your gut, in your deeper self, right?
So Mama Universe, Daughter Earth, Father Spirit, yeah.
In the beginning of the year, I did, no, I didn't, I'm thinking it would be
is the knowing and the actions, doing some spiritual things that help to keep you refreshed, keep you feeling strong, definitely are ways to stay in alignment with that destiny that you're here to achieve. Anything else?
How do you close the soul contract in the week that has ascended? How do you
That's a deep one. How do you know? Say that one again, please.
How do you close the soul contract in the week that has ascended? How do you
That's not your job. That's not your job. Your job is to work on your contract. The part of being with a mate, the person's talking about a mate who has passed on to close out their soul contract and whether or not they should. So when we meet someone, right, that part, the meeting of the person, the experiencing of some of our life with them, whether it be to have children, be married, be in a relationship, be a boss, whatever they are to us, that's just for that piece. The rest is free will for us to do whatever else. Why? Because that's the only part that we have shared with that other person in their contract. When someone leaves the physical body and they now they're in another aspect of their soul's journey, we don't have any control over that. We can only focus on what is ours. We're not responsible for closing out anything for anyone, because we're human, right? And we're alive. We're not on the other side.
That's a big responsibility that we don't have to do.
Nice gesture, but it also sounds like that may be doing too much.
Yeah. You do it too much, honey. I wouldn't even want to touch anybody else's contract. Like, what the fuck?
I'm curious to know how.
But I mean, no, there's no dumb questions.
And wanting to know if people got something.
Hold on, y'all. I'll be right back. I'll be right back, you guys. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. All these expressions.
It sounds like it's a nice gesture,
okay,
but it also sounds like that may be doing too much. That makes any sense.
Let me see how much time we got.
Two questions.
Let's see. 30 minutes.
So I want to know.
I want to get this over.
Curious to know how this
lives. Yeah, let's. I'll put the clip in the show notes, guys, because we're going to move on, because there is one last clip I want to insert.
Rise up, rise up, rise up, get up, stand up.
Now, this was my mentor when I first came on the scene. He gave me a free tuition to his university, but I didn't.
There's a lot of titles here. A lot of titles.
Chief Uya.
I'm staying from the shrine because it flows, but. Hunter Dome. I really like the Forge. I think I'm going to use that actually. I think I'm going to do a whole nother series using just the Forge. That was a good one that I think Antonio gave. Thank you. If I credited the wrong person, I apologize. But I have a lot going on this dawning, so I will willfully make this one very brief. But yeah, for your Ojo Ajay, I trust that you're moving well and you're well rested. More importantly, your head is clear, your head is calm, and you're waiting for all of the transmissions. You're not going to move until you get your transmissions from Orun or your transmissions from heaven. So you're completely moving and operating on that particular vibration and on that spirit, right? I also trust by now that you all have realized that everything I say is strategically placed. So just a side note. So when I say something like you're waiting on your transmissions from heaven, like you should, that you don't just say, but you actually say, well, you know, What is that? Why would he stay waiting on transmissions? What is that? So, anyway, digging into that a little bit, I wanted to share something on Ori, you know, one of my favorite subjects, Ori self-actualization, you know. A lot of times, you know, I hear from students, ever since I've been teaching on Ori, which has been, I mean, it's been many years, but since it's kind of been a bit more public via podcasts and things like that. Because when I first started, like, putting Ori information on the internet, there wasn't really, no one was really talking. I mean, people are not really talking Ori still, so it's not one of the more popular subjects. Like, if you do a search for Obatala, you do a search for Oshun, or you do a search for Shango, you will get a lot more hits than if you did a search for Ori, you know. But what I have noticed is there are times when students want to do something that they probably shouldn't. They will use that new terminology. They found a new one to use. So before, maybe it was, I'm listening to my spirit, I'm listening to my ancestors, I'm listening to Christ, you know, whatever it is. I'm listening to myself, to my inner voice, to my inner self. You know, people have all different kind of ways to remain rebellious.
And rebellious?
Sometimes I hear my students, like when I say,
okay,
when they'll say something, and maybe I'll correct them.
Oh.
I'll say, no, you know, there's a better way to go about it. Well, I'm listening to my Ori, so that's supposed to shut everything down. And, like, I've had to remind a couple of people, like, you didn't even know that word before you met me. So don't try to weaponize it against me. You only know the word. You don't have the wisdom of it. You know, that's not going to shut me down. This isn't a religion.
I want to tell you guys, I love teach you y'all, but right there, I was about to shut the video down, shut it down just because my ego didn't agree. But we're going to hear him out.
So it gets funny sometimes. I mean, I shouldn't say it's funny because sometimes those
he has a lot of good information.
Using what people consider to be high vibrational
these
terms.
These ego wars that we have between the elders and the youth, you guys, it has to
stop. In life. Or
somewhere
in low vibrational situations,
because
you know people know that certain words have power.
There, and I'm just speaking, guys, because I go through it too sometimes with some of the elders. But like, instead of listening to one another, guys, because a lot of our elder generations, they feel, and I'm only explaining because if you even care to understand, okay. A lot of our elders do not care to understand because they want to be the ones who are always right. They want to be the ones who are always in control. You know, a lot of our youth has a lot of – I'm going to let you speak, Eternal, on that. You know, but a lot of – I speak for the youth, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of our youth feel like a lot of our elders are controlling, you know what I'm saying? And it's all ego. You know, it's all ego. It's really not. Let's go ahead and come in, Eternal. We're going to come in. I'm going to TV y'all. I love him, but nah, we got to, yeah, we're going to do our breakdown. I mean, we have enough, you know, I wanted to get, all right, let's see. I said I was going to hear them out, right?
And they will use them in the wrong ways, you know? But Ori,
now
I want you all to know that
Ori.
Even in the simplest sense, right, in the simplest sense, your Ori is still going to break down into about four parts. It's more parts, all right? So just before anybody, you know, that's incorrect, isn't it? There's more parts. I even have it in my book, Grasping the Root of Divine Power, where I listed some of them. But and
this is a great book, by the way.
You have an Ori consciousness that's on the earth, and then you have an Ori consciousness that's in an unseen dimension, right? And when we speak about Ayanmo, which is destiny, we're speaking about not just destiny in the sense of how maybe you and I may say it's my destiny to do this or my destiny to do that, but destiny is depicted in that word, you know, in a larger sense, because it's speaking about alignment, aligning with your real self. That's your ultimate destiny. So it's like they're synonymous with one another, you know. When you say, and I'm saying in the Yoruba spiritual context, I'm not saying, you know, just when you're using it in secular vernacular. But when you're using it in spiritual vernacular, just like when you say Omi, you say Omi is water, but Omi is also serenity. You know, when you say Ori, Ori is head, but Ori is also consciousness, you know, and destiny. Right. So it's this other connected terms and ideas that attach itself to these words. So sometimes people, you know, again, they try to weaponize the language. And it's like, it's funny because I remember years ago, man, this is probably like 1994, somewhere around that. We were doing some initiations, martial arts initiations. Some of the students that we had, it was a group that I belonged to, a system that I was studying, and I was, you know, I had to pass my black belt rank and everything. So when the junior ranks are testing, part of your responsibility is to test them. So my testing form was always fighting. Like, you don't fight. That's not my testing form. I'm fighting. We can do katas and things like that, and that's cool, but I want to see if you can use what we've taught you in a real life situation when I'm trying to punch you in the back of the head, you know, or when I'm choking you and I'm choking you and driving you hard and about to push you against a wall and your head is going to hit the back of that, whatever it is, but whatever real life situation that whatever move you're being taught is supposed to prepare and defend you, you know, from. So we were doing the test. And it was kind of cute, but one of the students who I had brought up, one of the juniors, was attempting this move on me and, you know, basically trying to cave in my kneecap. And I was like, you can't do that to me. This is in the middle of them testing. I said, you can't do that to me. I'm the one who taught you how to do that. Like, how are you going to try to use that on me? You know, so it was a funny moment, I remember, because they even kind of paused and did something else, but I passed them because they were willing to, in order to get their ranking, they were willing to hurt me. And that's what I wanted. They wanted, I'm gonna get this rank, you know, even if I got to break Sensei's kneecap, you're going to give me this rank. So that's what I was good. Bloodthirst. But anyway, so it's the same thing when we're talking about Ori and some of these concepts when people are speaking. It's like, I taught you that. You know, like, and it's almost like the Rocky Apollo Creed thing. Do you really think I taught you everything? You know, Apollo says at the end, 45, ding, ding. And then they have their famous life, which is Apollo 1.
Yeah.
So with Ori, like I said, you have this consciousness on the planet. You have your Ori Inu, your Ori Ode, right? Just simple. Inu is inner, Ode is outer. And then, of course, you have, and some will say Ori Ode is your head, like your physical head. It is that, but I always take it a bit further and say that it's your brain.
And, you know, he's one that I respect, you know what I'm saying? But it's kind of why I stopped following him.
Look,
no disrespect, you know.
Your inner consciousness is dissected and analyzed.
Sometimes his ego probably gets him in trouble, just like mine does. I think we're a lot of light.
That's your brain. You know, that's your brain.
But he was one of my first male mentors.
And again,
the
beauty of these traditions is that they're evolving and growing. So what I'm saying is not static.
I shadowed a lot of his teachings early on. Ole Kuhn. I don't know if he told me. Yeah.
That would be added to it 15 years from now.
Ole Kuhn, yeah.
That's just basic. two on earth.
Yep.
And in the ethers or in heaven, you know, you have at least your Ori Ori, your Ori Atari. Just more of those, like even your Ori.
He told me, I think.
You know, or some.
I think he told me I was only cool.
Either way, you have multiple components of the Ori. So when people say I'm listening to my Ori, I know. I don't say this to them. I let people, I swag off. I let people swag off. I'm okay with that. Like, my Ori told me I need to do that. You do that. Go ahead. Because your thoughts create your destiny. Let's see where your destination will end you up. You know, maybe it will take you where you're supposed to go. Maybe it will take you down a detour that I see you getting ready to go. Maybe I don't think you should go down that detour, but maybe you need to go down that detour. So, swag off, soldier. You know, that's kind of my thing. I'm not going to get into a whole bunch of back and forth anything, especially with a student, because that's a violation of my own personal G code, you know. So, you know, you have all of these different components of the Ori to consider. And then you have, like I said, Ayunmo, where you are aligning yourself with your higher destiny, which is the goal. And your higher destiny is your original state. You know, in so many traditions, man, from Zulu to Mandinka to Xhosa to but you have these stories about original and first people. Yoruba is very unique in the sense that there is this.
Royce. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I am your host, Haru the Seven Oracle Guys, and I hope you enjoyed the podcast, guys. It was random, but I was learning about soul contracts and decided to just hop on. Now, Chiefy, our book, Grasping the Root of the Vine, I'll put it in the show notes for you guys. You know, I do respect the Chief, you know what I'm saying, and I will not disrespect him in ways that I probably already did by cutting him off, but it's good to hear. It's good to go back to the basics, guys. This is a time for study, and Eternal is here too. Eternal is Eternal understands also about the importance of study. So I want to pass the mic to you, Eternal, because you have not been physically on. I know you probably been catching up with the podcast, but now's the time to study the stuff that's going on. And what is your interpretation of soul contracts in DRE?
Greetings, brother. How you feeling?
Greetings. I feel recharged. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you recharge and when you cleanse, you know, it'd be stuff that be going on with you that you didn't even know was going on with you because you were so toxic to yourself. You know what I'm saying? So I'm recharged, but I'm also in a high awareness. Soul awareness.
Okay.
So I don't even know if that's a feeling word, but I'm in high soul awareness.
Hey, look, if we can make up the word, that's our word then. You know what I mean?
That is.
It's better to have your own made up word than someone else's word that they had told you to say.
This is what I heard. How have you been? The bending, the all of that. What have you been up to?
Oh man, it was like becoming a part of the metalurgy of life and seeing what metalurgists do. They bend, like copper, bending copper is like a metalurgist type thing that when you're more fluid to bending and not just staying one way. And that was like another thing, patient. I had to be very patient because, you know, bending is different from being in a store. You know, you can be in a store and people come in the store, but when you've been in, you got to get people to come to your table and beyond the idea of just browsing, because they'll browse if you're not interested enough. So now you can't even be, you know, reading a book, looking at your phone. You got to be like majorly attentive. And so that goes on the characteristic of ourselves. Like we got to have great charisma in order to be in front of the people, you know, not about just advertising, but giving out the information. The brother said, if you heard entertainment, you'll be multitasking. You ain't going to really pay too much attention to it. But when you hear information, it's like that's what's going to keep you right there and focused. So I had to pull that out while I'm, you know, in front of people, while the music's playing. And, you know, there's a lot of that. So it's really a lot of mind magic you're using when it comes to that ability. And I just kept it grounded, you know.
Okay.
Had a sage burning, did the incense. Every stone that I gave out, I basically made sure I saged it. I had incense already burning, so I didn't do both sides, but at least advertise the thought that it could be there. And if there was more information, just, you know, ask them to, you know, get on with me and make me from my card. So it was a lot of the advertisement was needed and necessary, especially for Herbal Market Wellness Center. We're here on 5523 Auburn Avenue. That's in Virginia Beach, Virginia. That right there, just advertising. Like, if we can't advertise, we feel like we're going through an adverse of what's going on. Like, the time frame got to 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. No one, you know, came to the table to buy. They just was, you know, looking. So we had to turn it up a little bit. I said, come on, man, let's play some music or something. And Bob would turn on his music, and people just start, all of a sudden, just start buying. And you can see that. That's what frequency is needed, necessary. Everybody got to have a frequency that they rock off of, you know. And your question, what was your question again?
The question is, the initial of the show is about soul contracts in the RE. What is your interpretation of soul contracts in the RE?
All right, so being that I know of this sole contract, I'm in one right now, this will end up happening. You know, you could get to a point where you could be married with someone or in a relationship or even a job. And the job, when you first got there, your job was as this contract that you fulfilled in your heart was to do it this way. Well, the manager, he wanted it done this way. Now, y'all both agreed when you signed the contract, but when there's a breach of the contract, there's going to be a void and a non-void atmosphere energy. And so once you start to feel this void energy, you know, you might say, man, this is overbearing, or the non-void where you're like, wow, this is cool. I got, you know, no actual barriers to stop you. So there's these levels of why the contract is really important of when we call it contraction. Are you really fulfilling it in your soul? You know, soul doesn't change. The spirit is what changes. So when Father comes in, it's like when I mean spirit, when I say spirit and I say Father, Father's not a physical father. Father's a spiritual father. That's what like we call father, mother. Mother's a soul mother. And why did I say spirit and soul? Because one is a little bit more than the other. Now, I'm not saying one overtops the other. They both are needed, and they both are necessary. That's how you're in the system. You're basically a child learning your father and your mother energy. Now, what I meant by father being spirit, you can only spit out for so far. But the soul has been in you ever since. So that spit that you spit out, you can imagine it spitting further than where you spit at. That's the other side that we don't see. That's the invisible side. So when we're using our spirit, our father time, we want to measure it by mother's pace. But mother's pace isn't as what we think it is. So when we're measuring our time and it overlaps, we want to give it a benefit of the doubt. And that's where the child comes in. And so now the child could be either childish or childlike. And when you start getting into contracts with people, you start to realize either they're childish or to do some childlike things. You say, okay, that's childlike. Okay, I'm willing to, you know, give them a break. That was childlike. But if it's childish, where they say, forget your time. I'm going to do it on my leisure time. And it wasn't like they were late, the light stopped them, things of that nature. And I found these things out to be true because when I went to get my bike fixed, I had a pedal broke. And it was going through this whole little fiasco of me finally getting this little, you know, vending money so I could finally fix what my other contracts were happening and breaking down on. So I was calling this brother. I said, please let me, you know, get to him before he closed the store. And he said, I closed at 3. I said, oh, man. So I'm, like, looking at the GPS, and it says 3 is the time I'm going to get there. So I'm like, oh, man, let me go. So we got in the whip, jumped, just flowed as far as we could get, as fast as we can get. And when the lights were catching us, things like that was our contract, right? But there was these other contracts we knew nothing of, where these lights are stopping us, this, that, and the other. And then it was 3-0, getting ready to be 3-0-0. And I said, oh, no, I can't let that happen. So let me call him before it comes out. And I called him, and he's like, you know, I closed at 3. And I said, yeah, we're right around the corner. He was like, all right, I'm willing to wait. Just come on through. I went. I got there. It was 3 on the dot. By the time we opened the door, it was 3:01. Went inside. So I'm like, man, the time of the contract is real, and so real, right? Then I asked him to help me out. He got the pedals. He put the pedals on, and then he said, see you later. I said, what? Nah, that's what I said. See you later. I said, okay, I'm out. And because of the contract, it was, I'm going to let you have a now open door to the green light that also can come through that fulfillment. You got to stick with the contract, though. You can't just jump off, can't do leisure time, can't go to McDonald's, go wherever, and then be like, okay, you still going to have the store open. No, that's not how it works. Some doors open and some doors close on that. So you have to be very mindful. You be sit in front of the ceremonial altar and say, I love my mother. You're contracting with your mother. So you're not going to just say, I love my mother, and don't do anything to show that kind of love. We show love in different ways, not to just say, I love you. So when a being says, I love you, are they really saying that, or are they putting a soul contract to that? And that's why we have soulmates. Soulmates are seeing whether you're going to live up to it, not going to live up to it. Yet this is not for them to judge you. That's where we have issues at. When that judgment comes on, that's not your place.
Okay.
Your place is not to put judgment on another being. That's why we can't say, well, you're grown enough or you're old enough and you're man enough, you're woman enough. That has nothing to do with this soulmate concept. Nothing. That's the ego thing right there. That's you blocking now the goings and the comings. You're blocking the door, but guess what? It's inevitable. You're only slowing it down. Now you might cause problems because it's just like someone said, get down before you hurt yourself. Why would you tell the person get down, right, before you hurt yourself? Are you actually predicting them to hurt themselves? And if you are,
oh, baby, that.
And they say, oh, yep. I'm being real. No, you're not. You're creating a reality with the real. R-E-E-L. So we got to be very mindful when we speak. Are we speaking of choice of words to elevate or depreciate what you see right now? Because also, it takes you back to the past as well. Because most people say, why didn't you do it last time? And you heard it yourself. How about you predict me not hurting myself? That's the other goals we have to put in front of us. This soulmate aspect is just to say that we're at a level. Now that I run into you and it's like the deja vu, it's more than what we call the deja vu, triple deja vu, whatever you want to call it. It's infinite. It's continuum. So we'll have these contracts constantly popping up on a continuum until we fulfill it. So I could be with, let's say, a woman I got married with and I was supposed to have a baby. Baby don't come. Well, we did a lot of stuff in our contract that where it started to become spirit contract wasn't right, mental contract wasn't right, physical contract. Okay, breach of contract. So now the baby don't come into existence. Now that baby could be a girl though, right? Then you, 7 years down the line, forgiving yourself, forgiving the situation, forgiving the woman, forgiving the whole thing. Now the contract comes back and is with a different person. That's soulmate. Mm. That's how you do. That's what soulmate contracts end up being. It don't mean that same person is going to be the one you're with for the rest of your life. If you look at Sea Monster, watch the cartoons. They telling you the whole time. When you run into the ultimate of your alter. Which is your alternate, your different. When you run into the extreme of yourself, you have to find a middle self in between those two extremities. If not, you're fulfilling a contract that might not be the contract you wanted in the beginning. And that's why even a soulmate contract might feel like it's iffy when other people on the outside see it, but they don't know what they're looking at. And they're saying, oh, you're wrong for that, or, you know, the woman is wrong for what she's doing, or the man is wrong. We don't know what soulmates are, first of all. We didn't even have a definition for it. We knew about mother and father being together, having children, smacking each other up, drinking and hitting each other for that, you know, intoxicated. We call it toxic relationships. That's not part of soulmate. That's part of judgment. And so we're putting karma or karmic debt into the soulmate contract and making it sound like these are the same things. They're not. They're not. Absolutely not. What if you look at Seven Bomar, he said you're making debt. There's different types of debt. Right?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you got think? Creative debt. Where you're supposed to be creative enough, but if you ain't doing enough in the creative field, there's a breach of your contract. You got a financial debt. You're supposed to be having a certain amount of fiat coming to you. But if you're not doing enough stuff on the earth, there's your breach of contract. There's more contracts that deals with that, but it'll be dealing with your debt. You know what I mean? So it is very important to look at the know thyself so you know how the universe is working with the oneness, the law of synchronicity. So that way when it is in your favor, it's not being like how you're being tricked like, how when we say a leg bar, or when we say SU, you're getting tricked. No one's tricking you. You're tricking yourself. It's to a point where you got to find out you have all the answers, your eyes, your ears, your nose, and your mouth. And if you don't speak, you won't get fed if you're hungry. If you see food, you better say something. If not, ain't no food coming your way. If you smell it, better go find out where it's at. You know what I mean? If you hear it, then it's a point of, you know somebody cooking, so now what are you going to do, respond or not? So your eyes, ears, nose, and mouth work for you. You just don't favor it. And until you start not favoring it, it's not going to favor you. So it's best to just get into your seven powers of yourself. Learn your chakras are basically what the orishas are. They're the motors that expand your hands and your feet and your head. That's the expansion to yourself. So like I said, with CB, look at something like that where they're showing that we got contracts to fulfill. We got this contract. And the little sister, she gets in there and saying, well, my contract is to fulfill what my parents supposed to have did. They're supposed to kill this big fish. But at the end of the story, she's saying, wait a minute, maybe we don't have to kill the fish. I see the fish actually is helping us. Maybe we misunderstood the communication. Oh, there's another soul contract. We don't see that. But we're soulmates in different ways. Where we'll see that the mother always been there to give you nurture. You just didn't see it. So now, since you disrespect the mother, the father got to step in. And now there's this taste to your time.
When no one's listening to the child.
Right. The whole time. Not good.
No, I was just saying, when no one's listening to the child the whole time, all
exactly.
That transpires.
Yeah, and the child is now feeling the reference, the reference behind mama and behind father, that both of y'all
right.
Are fussing. Neither one of y'all are agreeing.
No, not
and I'm
the,
still,
the,
I'm
the
still
Trinity
hungry.
Is out of order at this point, okay?
Yeah.
But hear what I said, though.
Okay.
Hear what I said in that, though, Eternal. No one's listening to the child. And this is not just my story. I'm talking in general. This is an urgency. No one's listening to the child. That's it. So
when you hear echoes,
so
you can hear your child. When you hear echoes, you can hear your child. Your echoes are the repetitive memories that are giving you what the dolphins make. That same high pitch that hardly no one can pay attention to. The what they call the KHZ, kilohertz. These kilohertz, like kilometers, go further out in the expansion that crickets can hear it, but you can't. Dogs can hear it, but you can't. It's just only that we in ourselves have either numbed down or dumbed down the ability to hear with. But once you can hear everything. That's why, like, it's very important if you're a drummer to start drumming. If you're a pianist, start pushing on those keys. Don't wait till some soulmate pop up before you do it, where they're showing you they better than you, when really you're just equal as them. You just got to put the practice in. When we're talking about soulmates, we also talking about soul contracts. How do you make it solar? That's why it's important for, like you said, no one listens to the child. Well, play for the child. You know what I mean? Play the harmony. Don't blend, as Mr. Miss Myra said. Don't blend things. Harmonize. That's why there was more songs created. Not about hurt and pain and suffering. It's about joyous things. Listen to the child
it's
in a joyous
way.
That's especially I said when you, yeah, when you pause, that happens to be that either you childish or you childlike. When you pause, you might be mad and angry. But now you ain't saying nothing, so that's why you silent. But then if you was paused and you was breathing and you relaxed into the breath, you're showing now what the child can now learn. Because if the child is listening, what do we give the child? Versus just back at you. And now I'm hurting you. I don't need to hurt you. We do that in the religion. First thing we do in religion is hurt someone in their religion. Separate their religion from the religion you in.
We missing the fact that what led the child to go there. You know, why is the child so rah, rah, rah? Why does the child want to be civil? But even what Chief Yu Yao was speaking on, why does the child want to be rebellious? Why is the youth wanting to be so rebellious against the seniors and elders? Why is that? Question that we just don't examine? Or, you know, the elders and seniors just want to be in control.
That's not personal,
but that looks like that is what's happening. You know what I mean?
And that's what you see Killmonger of today. The example of Killmonger of today. A lot of people favor Killmonger, and they realize why did they favor him? Because he got rid of his woman. Which that's not what they were favoring him about. They were favoring him about him being in front of the museum, questioning the museum people about where you get these artifacts from. And you got it from my land. That's what they favored Killmonger about. It's just that he had to go hard in the paint. And so now when the man says, oh, I just realized you snitched on my father. So he kills him. And now people saying, oh, that's what you're supposed to do. That's not how you solve it. But yet at the same time, it is a tradition that now has become a condition because a lot of us now when we say, oh, I need to be in front so I can hold this torch. But is it to hold the torch so you could be the only one holding it? And that's why, like, in Killmonger, you can see the difference. Like, he got rid of the purple flower only so he could be the only king forever. That's just like having the $1 bill and calling it the one. You can't call the $1 bill the one when you got a bunch of other ones in your pockets. That don't make any sense. So it's the idea of not letting your ego get the best of you, yet at the same time, know the difference between an older and an elder.
Mm.
If we don't say it right, we don't know it right. That's just like saying all salt is bad. Or all men are not good.
You're right.
You got to know the difference. You got to be able to decipher between the two. Like,
it's the
difference
delivery
between smart and intelligent.
So to the youth, you guys, we need to have more, not just me and you, but we, like, publicly, on a public arena, we have to have more podcasts and more open dialogue between the, Professor Kaba had explained it as there's seniors and then there's elders. We have to know the difference. And, Eternal, why don't you tell us the difference?
All right, so you got your seniors who basically, just like you said earlier, they got in only to get into the spotlight.
Okay.
So when they came into the spotlight, just like who sit down and, you know, said, I served the military, I did what I had to do to fight for the country, and, you know, you're like, okay.
Ego.
Yeah. You got the good fight.
Yeah.
But then you realize, now I get to sit here and become the king. You're like, oh, wait a minute now.
Yeah.
Took over the whole tribe. Yeah, because ain't nobody over here beat nobody down like I have. You know, wait a minute now. This is a little harsh. So
yeah,
we get to a point where the elder is more of a, he's going to be the facilitator. He's going to be able to, like the sister said, sit down with the youngest of the youngest, and give them guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the elder sat around, like a senior sat around with the youngest of the youngest, there's going to be a difference. The senior is going to make them recognize that they're a senior. And then the young one probably not even going to want to deal with them after that.
Yeah.
And that's where we get a difference.
Yeah.
Because the attitudes and the egos, and they're driven by bitterness, salt, you know, that was supposed to be sugar, supposed to be sweet. Instead, we're not using the balance of it, we run into each other. So we got a lot of dry and not enough moisture when men having a conversation that, like, that's why it's hard to say, bro, I love them pants you got, bro. Where you get them from? We sound like we on some other term because we saying that. Just that when women can do it all the time without having that other side being damaged and felt like it's PTSD kicking in or some kind of aggression or some kind of game or some kind of, I want to destroy you, those are nice pants, when, you know, nice could represent foolish. So the double talk, the double language is the destruction towards a lot of us as men when we growing up, that when we get to an older state, right, and someone's already older than us, they're quick to say boy on you or kid or child or young. These are the damaging words that we constantly do it at each other. So what we find out, we spoiling each other off, like what we say as food, not spoiled like it's a good thing. I don't know how they say that child spoiled like it's a good, that's not good. When a person say that, they're saying it in a mean way, as in a jealous, envious feeling that where they don't like what's being done because they didn't go through it. And so they'll come up with something that they didn't eyes, ears, nose, and mouth, and, you know, taste of for themselves, and then feel the bitterness behind it, and now here comes the opinion. This will be a senior talking versus an elder talking.
Gotcha.
The elder will want to show them the joyous of life versus the spoilage that's in it. Now, of course, it can be seen.
More.
It just got to be an advertisement to knowing, do you really want to go that route? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate the elders, you know, and I appreciate the seniors, too. I really, really do. I would say, even in my walk, because I feel that transparency is very important, even in, but this isn't about me, this is about us, you know, all the disclaimer, but really, you guys, there come a point to where, you know, a lot of times they do know, they kind of foresee things that's coming, you know what I'm saying, and kind of, you know, if we listen, right, if we listened, I think a lot of us don't listen. A lot of us
don't want to part.
You said what now?
No, I said, okay, there's that part. But there's two parts to that, listening and comprehension instead of listening.
Okay, I'm listening.
And so if we don't get it right, something's been blocked. Your left ear, your right ear, your left nostril, your right nostril. If anything goes off, right, your equilibrium is now off. So now the person going to say you backwards or you not listening or you hard-headed. And so the idea of listening has to do with the comprehension, just like the same thing as reading. This is why most people say, do you understand what I'm saying? They don't really want you to understand. They want you to understand. So that's like, again, with the senior. There's a senior and then there's a junior. But in Western mentality, that's what they showed us. That's senior. Elder has nothing to do with the Western, that's Eastern. The elder is what most seniors wanted to become. So they put people in that state of mind so that they'll stay in front of them. I'm seniority rules. So now I'm going to sit in this chair. Even though I ain't supposed to be sitting there because I ain't got all the qualifications, it's just I'm the one qualifiable to sit in. When you think about junior is one who's lesser than the senior. It's always going to be that way. So this is why some of our parents decided not to do the same bridge that was supposed to be made but is in a breaking of going to flames. Because they don't want their son or daughter to become they don't want their son to become a junior. And you realize when I say junior, it has nothing to do with women. This is a man thing. So this is why there's some kind of control of what we call buck riding all the way on up to our family, to black sheeping, to even the stepfathers or stepbrothers that comes in, or stepuncles. That's why it's very important to learn your family, how your family really is molding your world for you and how you look at the world outside of that. Because even like, you might not be in tune with your family. Like the brother said, you might go into a gang. because you're still looking for your family. Regardless of the family you're in, you still want that love.
Mm-hmm.
I just talked to a younger brother yesterday. Yeah. I said, why do you keep pulling your hair, pulling on your hair? And he was like, I don't know. I said, you think it's a habit? He was like, yeah, I guess so. I said, well, how long have you been doing that? He said, since I was young. And I said, did you know that was an intimate moment you was having with yourself? He was like, nah, I was unaware of that. I said, well, sometimes we drink milk, right? And in the midst of drinking milk, you want to comfort your hands. So you'll do stuff to, you know, keep your hands busy. So whether it be messing with your ear or messing with your hair. Now, that's okay right now because he's growing up. But when he's older, he can't keep doing that. Why? Because men are going to look for that. They're going to look at what you're intimate about and then destroy you because of that intimacy. Now, I'm not saying he shouldn't do that or he can't do that or because he wants to do it. I'm saying he shouldn't do it because there's seniors out here looking to destroy, make him a genius, a junior. In their mentorship. That's why mentor is really cheap when you call it mentor. That's called torture. Men torture. Men torture people.
There it is. There
that tutoring,
it is.
That's tutoring. That's torture. We got to know how to become mind models. The mind model helps raise the frequency. The IQ is your frequency. So when your IQ can go higher, it's not because I'm speaking, it's because you got it already.
I was just going to say, a lot of these kids, a lot of what I'm seeing is a lot of the younger generations, now they're actually catching on.
That's
like when I say they're catching on, okay, this is a senior trying to teach me the same diabolical things and patterns that he hasn't healed from versus this man is
work.
An elder. He like the guy was you was talking to the guy. He probably left you with like, okay, you know what? That really was an imprint on the betterment of my being versus trying to train me. Make sense?
Exactly. That lets you know profession versus confession. Like what the brother said, he said, I was going to get hit by the same move I gave someone. First of all, if you gave this to someone, it's their moves now. It's not his moves anymore. So just like in mental art, we don't give everything out because we don't know what that being can handle. We're going to give them only what they seem like they could be obtainable for. So now if I gave him that death move, why would he want to do a death move on me if that's all he knows though? So now that's my fault, not his fault. He's coming up with the most highest point he could think of, and that's to hit him in the back of the head. I was taught that, too. I was taught that. But when I found out what that was about, I said, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm not going to keep doing these moves for you because now I'm doing it for you now. You look at Jeet Kune Do. Bruce Lee said, learn from a sensei. Just don't become the sensei because you are your own master. If you're learning from a master, he wants you to master what he's teaching you, but now you're like his slave if you keep going that way. So it's got to be a point where you got to let go even from the master, just like you are from your father. You can't just be going the same route your father went. You already saw some of the stuff didn't work out. You think it's still going to work out? Because you there now? Really? Okay. That's good. See how it worked out there. This is how you know you got to have different paths. You come up with a path in similarity, yes. And this is why you have uncles instead of your father. You go to the uncles and you see what else works. Relativity. Maybe he saw it one way, and that was the only way he saw because of what he was going through. You have to see it in your life. Maybe add water instead of just using fire. It might go further. And so this is the element. This is how, like I said, with Sea Monster, Sea Beast, you look at that movie, you see it's a cartoon. It's about a young girl. She basically lost her father and her mother through a harsh, horrific concept, just like we end up running into. And she's retelling the story that's in a book, right? It's a major key to everything. She's telling the story in a book. She's reading it to a whole bunch of families. Ain't even her people. She got a couple of them in there, but they ain't all her people. But she's telling them about the story about the fearless people in the book. And now she runs into the fearless people. Now she finds out what they were fearing. But what they were fearing, they never had a conversation with. So now she's saying, wait a minute, this stuff in the book ain't real. So she goes back to the people after all these people done did this stuff, coming back and say, we're going to go kill this blah, blah, blah. Well, she finally come back and say, everything I read in this book is fake. Like, this is a whole little wake-up call. And this is what's going on right now. We are all going through this, oh, shoot. You know what I mean? Is it real or is it fake? And whoever's telling you the truth, you're going to feel it, taste it, touch it, hear it, smell it. It ain't going to be, oh, I believe how he said it. That's what it is. No. You got to feel more than that. The Maurice is going to hit you a different way. Obatala going to hit you in a way. Be like, dang, I need that unity. I don't know why that's a unity feeling I feel all of a sudden. Because that's where Obatala is at. Or the Legba. I know a trick when I see one, but you also got choices. So let me go this way instead of that way. You see what I'm saying? It's not a bad. It ain't all bad. I can't say it all. It's all good either. Because sometimes being in unified, not everybody want to be unified. You have some people say, you know, I don't want to be unified.
Yeah, you're so right about that. And, you know, sometimes we need those spiritual ass whoopings, and sometimes we need that that father, you know, that disciplinarian type thing in order for us to learn and to grow. This is, again, why I think on the processes, guys. Our processes is very important. As you grow through the processes, as the lady said in the beginning when she was talking about soul contracts, it's very important to pause and to think, okay, what may be my soul? They gave a great example. You said, I thought it was a great example that was used. It was like, okay, I think I picked the wrong head because I was not supposed to be born into this family. That is not my mother. You know, I felt that way for so long. But in the processes, and this is to anyone who may be struggling, in the process, it's like, okay, wait, just because we may feel or just because we do not understand, because that's the root of it. We don't understand the assignment. You know what I mean? And a lot of it could be selfishness, too, to where, you know, we think that we're better than, and this is something that you have been trying to tell me, but, you know, it's a complex that we have when we don't understand, okay? So that's to anybody who may, any older person who may, you know, it's a complex that a lot of us young people have when we do not understand the fucking assignment. So when you grow into overstanding the soul contract, forget assignment, the soul contract, what this whole show is about is what this whole broadcasting is about is understanding your soul contract. But in understanding your soul contract, I feel that it must be little to minimum ego in it. Because,
absolutely.
Go ahead. You were going to speak. We got like 30 minutes left.
Okay. Well, just like what we were hearing about the four agreements, you got to be impeccable to what's going on. You got to not take it personal. And you got to accept what's not even to be accepted. Once you accept what's not even to be acceptable, you can finally move on. You can let go. The let go side of it, now feel the rejoicing. Don't always stay bitter. If you bitter, that's all you're going to have. You ain't got nothing else but bitterness. You can ride in the car bitter. The tire go down, you're bitter. You got bill you got to pay, you're bitter. Somebody said F you're bitter. It's going to be a whole day of bitterness. And then you lay down and you get up and be bitter again. What you doing? You know what I mean? Like, it's a world of, peace. It's a world of excitement. We should be excited, not bitter. It's a little bit different. You know what I mean? And because those are the other soul concepts that we also put on to ourselves, that we could be in a world of lust or a world of envy, you know, jealousy, gluttony. You know, there's hatred when you look at self. Self has to master all of these things when you're even in the soul kind, or even with another being, or whatever you're doing. Like you do a project, let's say me, I go to a project, I got to go to this project 4 days, right? I have no choice but to accept myself in this project. Now, I got to look at how I humble myself, what do I got to do to be meek about myself, and then unique about myself when I finally find out how meek. One, it'll work, but now unique will help bring out what's needed to be done right there. So now I can finally come into the other fulfillment of my soul, because soul already been there, you just got to see how you work with it. You can't always use water on fire. You can't always use earth in air. You know what I mean? You've got to find a way to harmonize, not just go, man, full rush it. I'm going to go get this bag. That's how some people say, I'm going to go get this bag, or I'm going to go get this plug, whatever the concept is. Slow it down for a second. Where's your spiritual side? Mm-hmm. You talking all this other stuff. Sit down for a second.
Yeah.
Remind yourself. Be meek for a minute. Then use all of those other avenues. It might work better if you really know it spiritually first. You know, is it spirit connecting you, or you disconnected before you get started? Like what we had to do, we had to go into an area, right, fill ourselves on a contract, not leave the area messed up when we leave. When we go there, not junk it up while we're there. This is really what my aunt is about. So we're walking in spirit. Now do we know it as soul? So now when we're here, our soul done by the certain time they said, by the certain time they said, and it's not like we stuck in their time. We have a leisure time in between. It might be 3 hours, and then finally the people come in. So now in the 3 hours, you really should have all your stuff up to par. You should be good. Now that's you learning your own responsibility in contract. Like when we're talking about how you're in a life, it goes through your seasons, and it's going to be yearly you're feeling it. And then yearly going to be the eons versus yearly. Your mother came in, gave you an existence, and your father said, I put this in you, mama, so now you have an existence. It's really, you was already there before that. You were 3 months in before all of that happened. That's why a lot of people just sit back and wait for things to happen. Don't sit back and wait for things to happen. Be the happening. Otherwise, you don't know what's happening. You don't know what's happening. What's going on? Well, because of the energy, you're going to always want to be where it's at. Yet you're already where it's at. You just got to work on it. So that means your soulmate is around, either going to help you with these things. Now, sometimes they're not a soulmate that you marry. Sorry to say. I had to bust your bubble on that. And not always going to be the ones you marry. It might be the one that you're solely doing for that contract, period. That's how she was saying.
For
like
that
it was
contract.
A baby. And, you, and there were things that was a bridge, things that might go on. However, don't be immature after the contract was fulfilled. That means you was greedy. You wanted another type of soul contract. You can't keep that. Did you already fulfill it away? Did you do anything that was on that soul when you wrote it up? You know what I'm saying? You can't just say, okay, let me do a soul contract. Okay, let me get another soul contract. Nope. What we're getting ready to do next, spirit contract. Yep. It goes down from soul to spirit. You done did the mother thing. Now we're going to the father thing, discipline. And now everybody's ready to discipline themselves. Some of us are not disciples, but we say we are. Some of us don't eat donuts every day. Some of us don't eat cake every day, ice cream, all the sweets. And some of us don't eat hot foods all of the time. So, peace, mama. We got to know where we're at in our truth. So that way when we're using the connection of the Ori, because the Ori represents your oracle energy. So your aura cell, your origin, right? Like you say, Oregon, your origin, your organite, that's your organic body. You're a whole big plasma of skin that's having a soul contract from head to your feet at your toes, being from your Aries to your Pisces, to now when you fully soul contract yourself, that means you coming into a whole new body, your whole new shed. That's why they call it shed. Shed to even shred. They made shredder cheese in the car, shredder and the Foot Clan. That was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. There's a constant, you know, the familiarization in everything. You just don't know how you're familiar with it. And that's why we are soulmates to each other. We're shipmates to each other. We're having relationships with each other. But it's really about the ship. Now, you look at the word ship, right, S, and put it on the back. What you got?
I don't, repeat it one more time because I missed the analogy. One more time.
The word ship. Take the S.
Ship, right.
And put it on the back of the word. Now what do you got?
I need to write this out. It's the same ship, right? Ship? Hold on, let me write this out.
No, you're just moving the S.
I've totally missed that one. All right, you said take the word ship.
Right.
Hold on.
Move the S to the back.
Right. Yeah. It's the same thing.
It's coming out to be H-I-P-S. Hips.
Oh, okay. There it is.
Back. Hips is the point of why hip hop became what it is. One leg is hot.
There it is.
Two legs, hips. Both of your hips. And when we talk about, like, saviors, they didn't say savior. It says saviors with an S. So there's a constant, a lot of us in this. With the hips represent Sagittarius energy. The hips represent Sekhmet energy. The hips represent that goddess fire, divine goddess, right? Divine goddess of the sun, ray energy, become raw energy. So ray energy to raw, atun wa, atun ray energy, atun ra, rolling of your tongue. That R is the same thing as the L. R is the L. So Asians did it. Latin people did it. And you get this from my seer, Duke of Tears. You get it from Brother Sanchez. He's getting to it. He ain't there yet, but he's getting there. What's my brother's name? Dang. Can't even think of him right now. Oh, Mr. Astrology.
Okay.
You get the C.L. Freeman. He breaks it down a little bit, but you got to think about it. R is the L. The right is your left. Your left is your right. That's the only way we're seeing stuff. You got to see it from a left and a right path in order for it to cross into your path. And in order for you to see it like that, that's the contract that everybody's having. Even the word express, there's an X in it. It's a cross right there. So when you look at words as an X or a plus sign, like a T sign, they're showing you in the symbols. Go look at Dr. Strange. He's the master of time. He got a T right on his chest the whole entire time, whether it's the new one or the old one. I said, look at how they're just putting it in our face. But this is the variation. That's why I was speaking about low key. Low key gives you variation. He wrote, they put it on the back of his chest, on the back of his back, and put variant. I said, what the? They're giving you the words right there. The arty and an ant. Take out the V, variant. They're telling us. The arty is your orty. Your orty is your aura. Your aura is your iris, your eye. This all represents the eye. How do you feel about yourself? What is your head wrapped with? When people come around and they really on that mass, like supreme gods or the five percenters or earthen gods, the NOI, FOI, they're supposed to know this part because it went from this and then it went to Kool-Aid. So when it went, was from water to Kool-Aid, the whole spiritual avenue was, what is your head wrapped with? And when they say, what is your head wrapped with? They'll be like, oh, I didn't know what you mean by what is my hip. They're saying, what is your spirituality? What spirituality do you walk with? So when they say, what is your head wrapped with? You're basically saying, what's your spirituality? And you might be like, I'm comedic or, you know. They're saying basically, what is your spirituality? What walk of life do you walk with? You know what I mean? Like, what knowledge are you being obtained by? What are you feeding yourself? Other than every day, this is what you're doing. And that's what our issue is. We have to, don't keep getting on this phone and not feeding yourself the knowledge. That's what I mean by the entertainment versus the information. Your information is your focal point. Your entertainment, that you go all around, multitask, you go do this, take a dump, whatever. I don't know whatever you do in your multitask movement. But when you get an information, you're supposed to, like, there's your focal point. You focus. Like, okay, wait a minute, run that back. Okay, wait, what did that thing say? Oh, man, let me get that. That's profound. Now you're getting your spirit right. See, when they said 9 months of birth, how wasn't 12 months you already here on the earth? How wasn't it not 13 that after you here on the earth, you come back into a new shed of yourself? Here, do this for me. You got your phone nearby?
Yes.
All right, do 13 times 28.
Hold on, count. 13 times 20. Hold up. 13 times 20. It says 400, but wait. 13 times 20 equals 260.
No, you said, okay, that's the 260, right? That's 13 times
right.
20, right? Now do
right.
13 times 28.
Hold on. 13 times 28, 13,
all right,
364.
What'd you get?
364
days, right?
Ah.
That
right.
what it's saying, right?
Right.
How we don't know that? See, from the 26 to 260, that was a representation of the alphabet. So we doing an invisible 13 times 20 when that's really what all the letters is, right? Change it up, messed us up. Now we're taking 26 letters, not 20. See, by the time you get to 21, it's a variation. Things start to become variant of these letters. So now when you let her in, like information, you're not knowing the frequency, so how you're being built off of a left or a right, not in your middle. You have to have a middle. It's called mid-L. The L represents the Saturn. We're in the Saturn energy. That means you're getting raised off of those rings. That's why one person wanted a ring on their finger.
Oh, your
but
phone
they got
started to break up on us right
work.
There.
Say again?
I heard Saturn, and then it broke up. I didn't hear anything else off of Saturn.
Well, I was saying Saturn is the L, one of the L's. Not
okay.
all of them. It's just one of them. But it represented just like water, right? From the water, your ring finger. That's why people put a ring on their Saturn finger. So from the abundance that they speak of, Jupiter that they speak of, here comes Jupiter, like Zeus, like the Zeus, like the Zeus energy is Z, like Zeus. So we became zoomorphic people.
I don't know what.
Learning the zodiac is. It's about your whole will. Mm-hmm. How do you will yourself together? By learning the zoos, right, are full of animals. But it's called animals. They're not even anti-males. They're animals.
Mm.
So now, how we look at Annie. Annie is the ma of all animals. That's why we go to a mall. That's why we feel mellow. The word male is a delivery,
so,
isn't it?
It's male contract. There it is again.
Okay, here we go. Now we're getting to go spell. See, when we say we talking
now,
about stuff, what are we talking about? How are we building? We just gatherers and hunters. So like I said, with the movie Sea Beast, that's all they were talking about was hunting. Gathering and hunting. I said, oh, that's why they don't know nothing about mountain building. They over here just destroying whatever they can make. They don't even know about mountain building. Okay, I get it now. Watching movies help you incline your part, not the story itself, the legend you already have. It's called leg and end. So when the U, A to Z, is a 26, it makes an 8 loop in you. So if I did 28, that's still the 20, but now it had an 8 loop in us to do what 13 is doing. 13 is the 4. You say 1 plus 3, that's 4. But it's 13 levels to everything. We call it 12 levels. No. We just said that so certain people will stay in that standardized form. Did you hear me say that? I'm going to say it slower so you can catch that. Standardized form. Now I said eyes as in past eye, not the present eye. Okay, here we go. When you read the book, the Bible, they made up three sons. Okay. Cain, Abel, and Seth. I'm going to just leave it at that because everybody else can mix it up all they want. I'm going to just leave it right there because it's called two balls and a cane. That's how they represent it. The Sekhmet energy, Sagittarius at the bottom sun, right? The Leo sun is the Heru sun right in the middle where your heart at because that's called Earth and Heart, H-E-A-R-T. You can letter it down, E-A-R-T-H. So within your solar plex energy, that's still an X energy, solar plex. That's the X energy. So when you're in your solar plex energy, that's how you can see your solo energy. It's solo and solar. That's where the layer comes from. You know, if we go from dungeon to dragon to layer, that's why the dungeon or the dragon, the serpent between the snake thing. They call it Ophicius, 13th zodiac. That's why it's important to know about how did the Scorpio learn the hips? How did the Scorpio learn to sit in the chair? How did the Scorpio learn to relate and sit in a sea with a hare? It's called hierarchy. It's an arch. Everybody's going to this arch of themselves. And how you do it? You got to go half part mental. Part mental, part spiritual, part physical. That's your dial.
We're going to close.
Sundial. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we sundial ourselves, sit back into yourself, learn your meditation, and you'll find out everything of your information is already built inside. All you got to do is sundial it. Call AT&T. It's right there.
Your ancestors waiting on you. Say on here. Sometimes I miss the old crew on here because Cisha used to say, you are the Google boy. You know what I'm saying?
The G and you are
you. Know what I mean? You are
Get
you.
It?
That's the beauty
yeah.
of it. But, you know, a lot of us are so scared of that, Eternal. We're going to close on this, you guys. Thank you for tuning in to the pop-up.
That's Ostanian. Remember Ostanian, if you can. Remember Ostanian. Ostanian was one who had to teach myself because I got hurt so much. I got to go back into nature and find where is it that I get my calling from. Then your ancestors, the messenger, and all the totems come to you. Then the cricket comes to you and touch you on the hand. Don't be afraid of it.
Yeah.
It's talking to you. It's letting you know. You in your higher frequency. When that bee comes not seeing you, it's giving
come
you
on.
Harmony.
They
now you in your frequency.
On us, right? Call us,
yeah.
Right? Like, we here.
Okay.
Like, okay,
you called.
We here
now.
We here.
What you want to do, Aquawoman? You here.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
Yeah, you kept calling on us. Now when we don't get scared now that we here.
Now
you're
afraid. Fear God. Come back in here.
You know.
Fear God. No, don't fear God. Know the atmosphere
you know.
Of God. The God-like energy
Eternal,
that you speak of so much.
Eternal, it is shit that happens that I can't even talk about. You know what I
mean? I can't either, bro. It's happening right now. It's still happening, bro. It's like that. I can't even describe it. I will only demoralize it the more I keep speaking about it. That's how so powerful it is. I'm like, wow, this stuff is phenomenal.
That's
all I got to do is keep doing this.
We don't want to expound.
This breath is better than money. Yeah,
but it's
better than
beautiful.
Money. I can't ignore it. I can't ignore it. Even when the negative hit me. I can't ignore it, bro. When the negative hit me, I'll be like, dang, this negative got me. But then I'm like, wait
a
minute.
So this is our thank you.
No, don't.
This is our gratitude. How about part five? This is our part five gratitude. Matter of fact, I'm going to retitle the show, part five gratitude. To conclude the series to the ancestors, because even this conversation about soul contract and the RE is very important. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to retitle this, guys, Communion with the Ancestors, Part 5, the RE and Soul Contracts, okay? So that's going to be the name of that. That's all I got, guys. Join us this weekend because Egypt is very important. I believe Saturday we have
Neb and Jeb. Hold on. Let me go back to our calendar. This Saturday we got the Goddess Nub and Jeb. And then Sunday we got Shoe and Chestnut.
Okay.
All right. All right, Eternal, you can go ahead and take us out.
The energy that we have is on the collective. You're seeing where it's flowing back and forth from. And so it's the pendulum swinging right now. Knowing your truth and yourself is the key with root. So now if you know about hurt, hurt is also in that word of truth. Hurt. But hurt is also hurt when you add a Z and change that U. It's the E. It silenced it. So now do you know the H is also silent. When they say there or here, this her or you is Tahu. Tahuru, you are the Tahuru of yourself. So know the Taurus as you Taurus yourself in a horoscope. Don't think it's horrific. Know your thought, not the horse, the more self. So you can see more versus room as Rome backwards. We are left and right, not just one side. So when you're seeing yourself, like I've now seen my son and my father from one side to the other, you can see where you are in between. You're the in-between of the middle, the mid and the L. Once you see yourself, you know where La comes from because you started from it. That's why La is there. Spirit to the soul. How you make it cosmic? How you make it galactic? You got to start with your universal way, with your universal laws around each other. So start learning to love your sisters. Start saying, I love my brothers. I didn't say friends, because you're going to see the difference now. It's a fire on the end with that. And it's also den with that. So when we start to see what's the ass and associates from friends, you also see who the fire with the ends do as well. And now you know your brothers from your sisters and your sisters from your brothers and how your mothers and your fathers help you take farther to the goals that we're already asked to do. We're here for. We're doing it. Love y'all. Peace. Ashayo.
Thank you.